So I kicked back and rolled a J. I don't give a damn look on my face. Thought it gonna get me down. All I did was smile. All I did was smile.
Yes, Wandering Rhythms here on CJSF Radio 90.1 FM. We just heard from an amazing Mississippi blues, Delta blues musician, that is. Yes, Cedric Burnside, the son or grandson, I think it's son of R.L. Burnside. And yeah, that's some real authentic blues, about as authentic as it comes these days, and that's from his new album, came out this year, called Hill Country Love 2024, classic blues record. And the song we heard was Smile. So yes, Cedric Burnside, who came here to Vancouver and played at the Fox Cabaret not very long ago, sold out the room. So yeah, hopefully he'll be back. And before Cedric, we heard Montreal-based Spanish language MC Bugat with his new record Del Horizonte. We heard Matar el Ego, Kill the Ego. And before that, what did we hear way back at the starting of the set was Why? W-H-Y? Question mark. Yes, the project of Yoni Wolf, his brother on drums, their friends on other stringed instruments and such. And man, he writes some of the most, I'd say most heart-wrenching love songs in any genre. And yeah, about his ex-wife, kind of a nostalgic song for what they had together. And she dyed marigold clothing for him, I suppose. Yes, Why, and the new record song's Marigold, the new record The Well I Fell Into. So yeah, he's traveling around, he's coming in September to Portland and Seattle. Day that maybe, but probably not, coming to Vancouver. I think you have to go to Seattle to see him if you want to see next month. Why? And next, coming up on this Wandering Rhythms Hour buffet of global music, we are going to travel to Brazil. And this is an album that came out back in 2012, but I just discovered it. It's very nice. And it's got a kind of a re-release 10 years later as well. So this is Rodrigo Campos with the album Bahia Fantástica. And we're going to hear Anina right here on Wandering Rhythms Radio. This is CJSF 90.1 FM broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain right here in the Student Union Building. Very quiet place here with a bit of summer studenting going on, but largely serene atmosphere. Yes, Rodrigo Campos here on Wandering Rhythms. Thank you.
Thank you.
listening to Wandering Rhythms Radio here on CJSF Radio, and we just heard perhaps the oldest musical tradition in the world. It's from a region now known as Southeast Arnhem Land in northern Australia, and this style of music called a Yolngu-Menike song cycle is about 40,000 years old. 40,000 years old. Yes, so this band features somebody keeping that style of music alive. His name is Daniel Wilfred. And it also features a Korean vocalist named Sunny Kim, who basically makes up futuristic sounding sounds, also some ancient sounding bird sounds, and just does her own thing, not rooted in any tradition specifically, but yeah, the two together, it just works in a kind of a, I guess, unexpected way. But yes, this band, the project is called Hand to Earth. I was lucky enough to see them play as a part of the Vancouver Jazz Festival back in June, and I've been saving this since then. So yes, Daniel Wilfred with the ancient Australian traditional way of singing, the Yolngu-Menike song cycle, it's called. And there's also another indigenous Australian musician named David Wilfred who sings as well, more like backup vocals. And at the performance, he was dancing as well, like dancing like eagles and other kinds of animals. And then, yes, Sunny Kim from Korea on vocals, Peter Knight on soundscapey, trumpets, electronics, and percussion, and then Aviva Endian on clarinets, flutes, and various percussion objects. So, yes, their album, the album actually is called Hand to Earth, and the project is the Australian Art Orchestra, but there's many incarnations of that. So Hand to Earth is really the name of this particular project. Yes, very cool stuff. Oh, the song, by the way, was called Nunguryu, 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 Nunguryu. There you go. Yes, so very cool stuff. And before that, what did we hear? It was a little slice of rockabilly out of Montreal, Quebec. Album just came out days ago here, August 2024. Bloodshot Bill is the musician, and we heard Tres Tacos from the album Diary of the Doom. So some very, very raw and upbeat rockabilly. Bloodshot, one word, Bill. Yes, and we started that set of music with... No, actually, we heard four songs total. So before Bloodshot Bill, we heard Panda Bear and Sonic Boom with a dub interpretation of their album Reset by Adrian Sherwood, who's worked with many amazing legends of reggae. Adrian Sherwood, based in England, and Panda Bear, based in Lisbon, but originally from the U.S., and Sonic Boom, no idea where he's from, or they are from. And yes, we heard Every Day, the dub version from the album now called Reset in Dub. And we started the set with Rodrigo Campos of Brazil with Anina, an album of 2012 called Bahia Fantástica. And something else coming up that's quite unique, one of the oddest but more intriguing albums I've heard in a while. This is a project of a 35-year-old musician who's been playing. He's from California, Los Angeles, and he's been playing with Vampire Weekend, Maggie Rogers, Perfume Genius. So he's lent mostly his saxophone skills to that. And he just decided to start making music with his partner's younger sister, who's 12 years old. So I was trying to figure out how these two ended up making music together, but yes, they knew each other for a while. His name is Sam Gendel, and her name is Antonia Citrinowicz. I think this looks Polish. Citrinowicz, sorry. So the two of them together play music, and he plays all the instruments, and she just freestyles over the top of it, and all the lyrics are just made up on the spot. At least that's how they present it. And he plays synth guitar, synthetic nylon bass, synth, various soprano saxophones, horns, organs, percussion, drums. Anyways, the point is that this is like just like I don't know, how do you say, stream of consciousness kind of music. It feels like all the songs are a little different, so it's hard to figure out, you know, which one would encapsulate their sound, but this one's pretty cool. It's called Wondering Waiting. So yeah, her vocals, it's at once childish but also mature, and the music fits it really well, as well as the melodies that are just kind of jumping around. So yes, here we go. Sam Gendel and Antonia Trinovitz, and the album Live a Little, which came out 2022. Wondering Waiting here on Wandering Rhythms, and get ready for it, because after this we are traveling to Paris. This is Wandering Rhythms on CJSF 90.1 FM.
There's a tag on you, nor any markings. Are you a stray? Oh, you poor thing. Are you injured? I better bring you into the SPCA. They'll know what to do. Every day, pets are lost and found astray on our busy streets. Most animals belong in the neighborhoods in which they are found, and their guardians may be out looking for them. If you think you have found a lost animal, report the animal as found to the BC SPCA and let them know if you are willing to hold on to the animal until the guardian comes forward. If you're unable to hold on to the animal, please